When the war in Iraq began, so did another Code Orange alert. Across the country, people who were trained to be vigilant were told to be even more so.
I'm looking for unattended packages. I'm looking for somebody who perhaps avoids my gaze. I'm looking for people that may seem agitated.
Gus Martinez is a ranger who usually works at a national park in Alaska. But when this war started, he was called to help bolster security as what's known as an icon park, Mount Rushmore, in South Dakota. NPR's been broadcasting personal stories like his in a series called War Diaries. When it's code orange at Mount Rushmore, says Martinez, the rangers work 12-hour days. They are more heavily armed than usual. They scan visitors through magnetometers and check every vehicle that enters the park. Here is his War Diary entry.
A gentleman drove up, and normally I wouldn't have been too concerned that he reached back behind his car and was starting to grab for things. I mean, I usually am alert to that. But he was reaching frantically for something, and I became very aware and very concerned. And he was just looking for his hard hat, and he wanted to show us that to show that he was, you know, a construction worker here. You know, our mission is still the same, but our tools have changed. I'm carrying an AR-15 assault rifle. I go back and I think about that. I think, you know, how are people feeling when they come up and they see me standing here? But it's interesting. A lot of visitors have actually said, hey, you know, I feel a lot safer. Thanks, guys. You know, they understand that we have a mission to accomplish here as well as the folks in Iraq. And that's something that, you know, when I started my career, there was not even a thought in my mind that I would someday be at Mount Rush for protecting a shrine to democracy from terrorists. It just never occurred, and it's a different world now.
An NPR War Diary entry from Park Ranger Gus Martinez at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota.